Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and this is a podcast about electric vehicles and driving them, the nitty-gritty of what it's like to be an owner and a driver. Hello there, this is Dave Allen for EV 20 Questions, and it was a day to go and do a road trip, an electric vehicle road trip, no less. So, was it going to be electric vehicle cross-border driving or not? I wonder. Anyway, I got a new RFID card. It's from Revio, and they're an energy group for electric vehicle charging points in the south of France. And I decided I was going to take a trip out to test it. The gasometer now tends to show me approximately 250 to 260 kilometres on a full charge. In summer, it could have been as much as 280. The weather isn't too cold here, so I kind of wonder how things are for people with electric vehicles in more severe climates. So I set off on a mission to drive into France to the nearest Revio charge point. I have the application from Revio to help me find their charging points as well. And I was looking for a charging point that was on the Revio thing there, but it wasn't on the PlugShare, so I could do some adding to PlugShare. I quickly saw that there were 5 charging points to choose from just across the border. There's a lot in France. It's really good over there, actually. It's amazing, even. The cost of charging was going to be €1.50 for 1 hour, and then after that it was going to cost 2.5 cents per minute. The charge points were rated at 22 kilowatts delivery, and I was interested to find out if I'd get that much in my Nissan Leaf. Well, I was wondering if I was going to get the 6.6 that the Nissan Leaf will do, because last time on my visit to France, I stopped at a station in Surette, and it was rated at 22 kilowatts, but it was only delivering approximately 3 kilowatts, which was pretty poor. On that occasion, I was using the Sodatrel Isuvia. I still can't say that one. And I didn't have a good experience with the charging or the price. It ended up costing me €4.50, and I got very little in terms of kilowatts, and I was disappointed. And that was a bit of a mystery, so I think perhaps I should have used the new motion card which I had at the time then, but I wanted to try that Sodatrel one out instead. So on the drive towards the border, I was driving next to the motorway some of the way, and as I got closer to the border, I could see the large queue of lorries were building up on the AP7. Just before I got into La Jonquera, I joined a queue because I was driving off the motor because I was more interested in driving, and hit a traffic jam. Well, not hit it, but I joined it. And I was stopped completely for a while. And for a little while, I was stopped for about 5 minutes. And I thought, well, shall I go on? Shall I stop? Shall I turn around? And there's still quite a while to go to get to actual border. So I was right before, you know, maybe sort of 2 kilometres before I got into La Jonquera. So I decided to do a U-turn anyway, and I looked for a different route. I pulled off a short way back on the road suggested by Waves. I thought, well, I'll go down there and have a look, and it took me through a ford going over a little stream across by the side of the motorway. I took a short break on the other side and I checked the map, and I decided the rerouting wasn't going to do me any favours. It was only bringing me past a couple of roundabouts and back into the queue again. I decided it was going to be a much better idea to head back home and give up for the day. But all was not lost. I decided it would be a good day to test the other rapid charger that I wanted to test in Figueres. On my last trip, I tested out a rapid charge at the Nissan dealer in Figueres, and that was sort of on the way towards France, and it worked out very nicely. It's a charger that you could use 24/7 because it was not inside a workshop or behind a gate, so that was kind of good. I suppose I should check it out of hours, because they could actually turn the electric off when they're not there, who knows. Well, I've tried that one of these days. But anyway, I wanted to test one that was nearer to the centre of the town. I got there, and there was a car that was just pulling into the charging spot, and it wasn't an electric car, of course. It was going to ice me, and he parked sort of half on the charging bay and half off. So I pulled up behind him and I stopped the car, got out, and says, just a wave to him actually, because he didn't open his window, but I just indicated that I wanted to use the charging bay, and he politely moved back and allowed me to pull into the charging bay. That was all right, that was nice of him. There was another car which pulled into the charging bay in front, and that was also a nice engine, but they didn't stay there long. They were just using the space just to drop some people off, but I suppose people are not quite used to how it works with charging bays yet, especially in here in Spain. They're a bit sort of new and exciting and different, and people don't know what to do with them, and they are still parking on them. Even though the parking spot was nicely painted green, and it should be fairly sort of evident that it was just for electric cars, but still. This rapid charger, it's a large electric vehicle charging point. It's set in between two charging bays, one in the front, one behind it. And the charging bay at the rear is suitable for front loader cars like my Nissan Leaf or the Hyundai Kona. The charging bay at the front can really only be used by cars which have the charging socket at the rear, because if I pulled into the front, I don't think the cable would reach as far as my socket on the front of my car. So that's interesting to note. But it's probably one of these things that can only use one charging thing at a time. So it really wouldn't make a lot of difference. If I pulled into the front, even if I had a charging socket at the rear of the car and there was someone using the DC charger behind, then I wouldn't be able to use it anyway. If someone was using a Renault Zoe perhaps, then it's possible that I could have used a DC connection. But if they would be using the charging bay at the rear, so that still kind of leave me kind of stuffed. And because it was a one-way street and it would have been impossible or difficult to turn around and point the car in the right direction, I still wouldn't be able to use it anyway because I've not been able to get into the spot. So anyway, I got in there and it was easy to set up and connect to the charging point. I used the RFID card I got from Barcelona, the Barcelona Live card, and that was just fine. It was very easy, no problem at all getting connected and activated. The charging point is next to a fruit shop and a couple of supermarkets, just around the corner where three or four restaurants of various types. And they're not going to open 24/7, but during the daytime and late into the evening they'll be open, so that's kind of useful. Also in the vicinity there was three cake shops where you'd probably get a drink or a cup of coffee or tea or something. Well, you wouldn't get tea, but coffee you get anyway. And not only that, there was a small park area not far away and benches you could sit on and watch the world go by. So it wasn't too bad a place to stop, really. When you go to the other charging points around the town, there's not much there to distract you. I had a little bit of a walk around to check out all these different places while I was stopped there, and it was okay. And when you finished charging, you just put your card back up against the card reader on the machine and it stops, and the charging was free. Lovely. I decided to continue on the route back home via Girona and use one of the rapid chargers available there. I headed for the charger at Girona Sud. The charger is situated in a car park and there's no facilities nearby. I suppose you could walk to the shops not too far away, but you wouldn't have time to do anything while there, because walking to the shops and then walking back again would be long enough for the amount of time you have available at the charging point. Lucky for me, I had my new 12-volt car kettle. This is a small kettle I got from Amazon and it seems to work fairly well. It heated the water up to the proper temperature to make tea. It did take a long time, or seemed to anyway. I didn't get any of the steam coming out there that indicated that it was ready. Maybe there's some sort of thermostat on it which allows it just to go to a certain temperature. But it was hot enough to make tea and it worked. Happy days. I did a good bit of filling up there and I got back home. I'd covered 185 kilometres. And because I'd stopped in Girona and topped up the battery when I got home, I still had about 75% left in the battery. This means my drive of the day was extremely cheap. Topping up the battery at home using the cheaper nitrate electricity cost me less than €1. A day out for next to nothing. Not bad, eh? The joys of driving an electric car, especially the Nissan Leaf. Lovely. That was that. That was Monday. And then on Wednesday, I was heading off to Barcelona in the car to go to the airport. At the charging point in Barcelona, which is round the back of the airport, I could have parked there because there's loads of parking places. I wouldn't have left the car at the charger because it was a rapid charger and you can't just leave the car there for 3 or 4 days. At some point in time, it would be good if they could put some, you know, Schuko plugs where you could plug in a granny charger at a charging bay in the airport. That would be kind of useful, that would, because you could go away and come back to 100% battery. Although it's not really very good to be leaving your car charged up fully for too much time, so perhaps I wouldn't do that. In this case, it worked out quite well to pull into this charging place, have 15 minutes on the charging, put enough in there so I got 75% in the battery, and that would give me plenty for driving home, so I could drive home without having to wait or do any sort of looking for charging points on the way back. It wasn't going to really be a problem that sort of late on a Sunday evening to find a charging place to fill up before I go home, but it was nice to be able to have it done, and then I could head back home without having to sort of mess about doing it. I was tempted to stop at a charger on the way back, but I had plenty, and I got back home with, I think it was about 13%. I didn't come straight home. I went to the nearest town by the coast to, we had to go and pick up the mother-in-law and then come back home. But it wasn't too much extra. I would have arrived back with, say, 20%, something like that, but I arrived back here with 15%, and everything was good. So I plugged it when I got home, and Rosie's been charging overnight. And when I go to it this morning, because I've got to go and pick up the dogs from the kennel still, everything's going to be just fine. I'll be back up to 100% again. So this is Dave Allen for EV20 Questions. If you could do me a favour and go to your podcatcher and or iTunes and go and leave a review and some stars. It's nice if you can leave a positive review and 5 stars, because that helps people find the podcast. The more sort of positive reviews we get, the more people are able to find us because of the algorithms they have on these things. We're getting a few sort of more people listening to the podcast. At some point in time, I'm going to put it onto Patreon, and I'm going to start doing a few sort of extra episodes that are just for people who are Patreon subscribers. So for the moment, I've just been happy to do this for free and to build up the listenership, and for just talking about my electric car and letting people know what it's like to be an EV car driver and owner. So thanks for taking the time to listen to the EV 20 Questions podcast, and I hope you're enjoying your electric car just as much as I'm enjoying mine. And if you don't have an electric car yet, then I hope this is going to encourage you to get one and do your bit for saving the planet, or just for the sake of driving an electric car and enjoying yourself, because they certainly are fun to drive. So there you go. This is Dave Allen. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.